If you've been following the national conversation, you already know that the U.S. Department of Education is at a crossroads. We have a new Secretary of Education with a mission that could mean the end of federal oversight as we know it. School choice is expanding, federal DEI programs are being cut, and new policies are rolling out that affect everything from Title IX to student loans. What does this all mean for schools, for teachers, and for students? Most importantly, what's coming next? Today, I'll break down the five biggest education changes in policy happening right now and what you need to know about all of it. No fluff, no spin, just the facts and how they impact you. I will cite every single source. This is The Traveling Principal and class is in session. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Traveling Principal Show, where we keep educators and school leaders and anyone invested in education up to speed with what's really happening in our schools. I am Joe Colossi, and today's episode is all about one thing, you guys. Change. Big changes. The kind that could reshape education in America. And as we delve into the current landscape of the U.S. Department of Education, several significant developments have emerged under the Trump administration that are reshaping federal education policies, and I want to bring everybody up to date. There are five key areas that we are going to cover today, and so let's get started. The first one is leadership and departmental restructuring. So according to an article from Politico, Linda McMahon, co-founder of WWE, has been sworn in as the new Secretary of Education. She aligns with President Trump's vision of reducing federal control over education, advocating for increased state and local oversight. One of her key goals is the potential closure of the Department of Education. Politico reports that McMahon has outlined a plan to reallocate federal programs to states, which could drastically alter how education is governed in the U.S. Number two, policy shifts and some initiatives. Let's talk about these changes. An article posted in Business Insider yesterday, March 4th, states that the administration is aggressively promoting school choice, which I love, but expanding publicly funded vouchers for private schools and increasing parental involvement in education decisions. And so all things revolving around vouchers, I did reach out to a buddy of mine, Timmy, on the East Coast. And to honor his late brother, I'd like to say his name correctly, Newt. Meanwhile, in Associated Press News, reports that schools and universities have been ordered to terminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs within 2 weeks or risk losing federal funding. This move significantly targets the use of racial preferences in admissions, financial aid, and hiring. Additionally, an article from the New York Post states that a new NDEI portal has been launched by the Department of Education, allowing parents, students, and teachers to report discrimination practices in their schools. And that's interesting. The third area we're going to take a look at here revolves around civil rights and anti-discrimination measures. And so according to the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, investigators have been launched into school districts that allow male athletes to compete in girls' sports, reinforcing strict adherence to Title IX regulations. Additionally, the Associated Press reports that the administration is leveraging federal funding to combat anti-Semitism on college campuses, beginning with an investigation into Columbia University. And so there are some interesting articles. All of these links are posted in the show notes. The fourth area we're going to take a look at, you guys, revolves around an impact on higher education. So an article from MarketWatch reports that student loan borrowers are facing increased difficulties in accessing repayment plans, with budget cuts to loan services and the removal of income-driven repayment applications. This is causing some major disruptions. Meanwhile, if you go to Wikipedia's FAFSA page notes, the free application for federal student aid has been modified. It's removed the option for students to identify as non-binary, aligning with recent executive orders defining gender as strictly male or female. You can check it out here. Broader education directives revolving around school choice and campuses. According to Politico, President Trump has signed new executive orders focusing on ending what the administration calls an indoctrination in K-12 schools, expanding school choice, and investigating in campus protests. So these measures aim to shift the focus on education back to core subjects and reduce federal interventions in schools. I would like to note here that all of the 5 points that I had just focused on were as of recent posts developed from March 5th, 2025. And so for the most current updates, please refer to the official Department of Education communications and reputable news sources for any information after this date. So what's next? These policy shifts are already making waves. Some schools are scrambling to adapt while others are applauding these changes. But the big question remains, you guys. How will these decisions impact classrooms, teachers, and students in the long run? All right, we've covered 5 major shifts happening in education right now. Some of them are already in motion, and others could change the landscaping of schooling as we know it. But here's the thing. These policies aren't just headlines, right? They are directly impacting students, schools, the classrooms, and the future of education. So here's my challenge to all of you. Don't just listen. Engage. What's your take on any of these changes? Are they a step in the right direction, do you feel, or are we heading into dangerous territory? Tag me in this post or send me an email directly to joe@travelprincipal.com. I want to hear from real educators, not just politicians. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a fellow educator or school leader. The more we stay informed, the better we can navigate what's coming next. That's it for today, you guys. Stay sharp, stay engaged, and as always, keep traveling forward in education. I'll see you next time on the Traveling Principal Show. Thanks for tuning in.